This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, April 9th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. We exclusively report that Google is expanding its in-house chip-making efforts. It's making a new chip called Axion that is suitable for a range of tasks, including powering Google's search engine and AI-related work. Google has resisted selling chips directly to customers to install in their own data centers and has chosen instead to rent custom chips to cloud customers. It said the Axion chips will become accessible to external customers later this year. Analysts said the chip efforts promise to reduce Google's reliance on outside vendors and bring it into competition with longtime partners such as Intel and NVIDIA. Google officials said they didn't view it as a competition. We'll have much more on tomorrow's episode of Tech News Briefing. French IT company Atos says it will receive 450 million euros, or roughly $489 million, in financing to keep operations going while it aims to strike a deal with creditors on a new capital structure by July. It's been a tumultuous few years for the company. The group ended 2023 with a net loss of nearly 3.5 billion euros. The interim deal reached with a group of banks, bondholders, and the French state is intended to keep the company afloat until it strikes a definitive agreement with creditors to trim its debt pile and restore profitability. And China vehicle sales rose in March, bouncing back from a weaker showing the prior month. That includes electric vehicles. Countrywide, retail sales of new energy cars, which include EVs and plug-in hybrids, rose nearly 30% to 709,000 units. BYD kept its title as the top seller of electric vehicles in March, selling more than 300,000 units, with Tesla in second place. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Wednesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.